Sometimes there are particular people that we really struggle to love. There are people that just keep pushing those buttons. Maybe it was someone in the past, someone who was a bit of a bully to us, whether it's school or in a workplace. Maybe it's a neighbor who just keeps making way too much noise and has all of those wild parties. Or perhaps it's someone more public, someone that's rich and famous that is just continuing to cause havoc and chaos in the world, or a politician. You know, there's always someone that we can find really difficult to love. Have you got someone in mind? Just a random kind of person that you find really hard to love. So imagining, I know it's a bit bizarre, I'm imagining the scenario where you actually wanted to seek revenge against this person. And I present to you a decree from King Charles saying that there will be no legal consequences whatsoever to anything that you might do against that person. And if Pope Francis was well enough, I'm sure he would also have written a decree saying that not only that, there won't be any civil retribution from you, but you will also get an ultimate get into jail free, get into heaven free, get out of jail free card, so that there will be no moral consequences, no earthly consequences for what you might unleash against this person. What will you do? What might you kind of ponder being open to you if there's zero consequences for whatever it is that you might unleash against this person? But then change the scenario a little. And now you're kind of just thinking about yourself, and maybe you've had a really hard day. Maybe things have been really difficult for you. And you're kind of thinking, what would I need? How would I need to grow to become the person that I would, you know, just rejoice in? What might be that situation that, you know, what could someone lavish upon you? What gifts might they give you? Or what grace, what wonder? Would you be able to receive that yourself? But what about sharing that with the person that you're really struggling to love? Sharing that grace and that goodness with that other person. The teaching of Jesus to forgive our enemies, to love them, is deeply challenging. And it's why that even now, 2,000 years after he first taught these simple words, these provocative words, the church continues to struggle with them. And even societies that claim to be believers, claim to be Christians, and leaders who say, yes, we believe in the word of Jesus, but they don't seem to take to heart any of these words. People who are refugees, people who come in particular situations, you know, we love to other them. We love to say, well, they don't count. They're not worthy of our love. We need to exclude them from this whole experience. Jesus's teaching is never positioned as something that is very simple and easy to follow. You know, if we truly understand what it is that he's inviting us into, it's deeply, utterly challenging. We should always feel really uncomfortable when we listen to the words of Jesus, because they strike to the very heart. You know, it's these calls to forgive, to offer ourselves, to continue to push ourselves. But it's the only place in which we can grow. If we just stay in our current situation and there isn't any movement, then nothing will ever change. We won't become the people that we long to be. Towards the end of her life, Saint Thérèse of Lisieux kind of pondered, you know, what would happen when she died. She was coming, you know, drawing nearer. The tuberculosis was having its effect upon her body, and she was racked in pain, experiencing, you know, moments of great darkness. And she was really questioning, you know, how would God meet her, and how would that experience be when she died? And she kind of realized that she'd grown her heart and grown her life to a certain capacity. And she realized that God was going to fill her full wherever she was at the moment. But she was kind of looking around and thinking about the different sisters that annoyed the heck out of her. You know, there were different people that rubbed her the wrong way, just as any of us, you know, there are those people. And she was kind of pondering, well, what about them? How might they experience the grace and the goodness and the mercy of God? And she realized that, even if a person was terribly small, that they were small-minded and they hadn't really grown in their capacity to love, and so all they had was a little thimble. That was their whole capacity to be loved by God. But you realize that they would experience that thimble filled full, pressed down, shaken together, overflowing. The God in His goodness gives us as much as we can possibly handle. As someone else who has grown their capacity to love from the thimble to a cup or a mug, that they're able to receive that fullness of God. Someone who's grown it to a bowl has been able to, the God will pour the as much as He possibly can into whatever capacity we've grown to. If you've grown to a bucket, the God will pour Himself into us, that we will be able to experience that love. If we've grown into a barrel, then God will continue to pour His love into us, pressed down, shaken together, overflowing. The God is not stingy. The God will continue to give Himself, but we need to grow. We need to expand to be able to experience His love. That sometimes things happen and we begin to shrink. We begin to decrease in our capacity for God and His goodness. But God is always pouring Himself out. God is always offering us this growth and this opportunity to be changed and renewed. So let's allow the Lord to really challenge us today, to invite us into a deeper experience of His love and His mercy, so that we might grow, we might expand, and we might end up towards the end of our life with a swimming pool capable of receiving this absolute abundance of God's goodness and grace. Because He's inviting us into this space in order that we can share with others. To give is the command. To give from that grace, to give from that goodness to those around us. And we give in order to receive. There is this loop that happens. As we grow in our ability to give, we grow in our ability to receive. And as we expand our capacity to receive, we're more capable of giving of that grace and that goodness to those around us. So let's indeed allow God in His generosity and His love to pour Himself out to us so that we can grow and we can continue to share that grace and that goodness with those around us.